Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And let me ask you the question, long COVID, what do you think it is? Because in the press today, they've got a story that, quote, thousands, it could be between 5,000 and 10,000 NHS workers may be off sick with long COVID. And the whole issue is, could their pay be cut if they've been off for more than 6 months? What? So we've got 5,000 to 10,000 NHS workers who have been off for 6 months on full pay, and you wonder why the NHS is a financial mess? Are you kidding me? That's the reality of it. But let's focus in on this long COVID, because I've got different views on. And I'm not sure exactly what long COVID is not what they say. That's the first thing. Let's get that out of the way. So, you know, there's absolutely no such thing as long COVID. That's has to be said. But there are other things. Is it vaccine damage? Are these people who, because they worked in the NHS and they were prevailed upon by government and they succumbed, they took their jabs, and as a consequence, they've actually had vaccine damage. Is that what long COVID for these people is? Because if so, then yes, they need help. I don't have a problem with that. I do think that their judgment is remarkably suspect. If you know, but then again, they were bullied by Matt Hancock, by Nadim Sahawi, by Sajid Javid. They were all bullied into take your jabs if you want to keep your jobs. So fundamentally, I've got family and friends who work in the NHS, and they all took their jobs, every one of them. Have they been unwell? Yeah. They haven't been off for 6 months, mind you. That's a different thing. And but yeah, I just wonder, you know, is that what we're talking about, vaccine-induced damage, or potentially as well, is it just malingerers? Is this just a really good way to sit back, kick back, you know, every day, sit at home, watch your Netflix and chill. You're on full salary, full pension, no loss of holidays. And you're just saying, oh, I can't come in. I've still got the long COVID. I'm still finding it. My brain's mushy. I can't think straight. Oh, it's terrible, the long COVID. It's worse than COVID, actually, the long COVID. And then did you see recently, by the way, they tried to come up with medium COVID? Now, this is, you'd be implied when they talk about long COVID, and this, you know, long COVID, in my opinion, does not exist. It's not a thing. But vaccine damage is a thing, most definitely. And, it, you know, if you have got NHS staff jabbed to the eyeballs, then it is quite conceivable that percentages of them, you know, are perhaps do have vaccine damage. But it's weird because we don't seem to get this long COVID so much in the private sector. Long COVID seems to only affect really public sector workers. That's weird, isn't it? Almost as if, okay, I won't go there, but I think you know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm thinking, don't you? So long COVID, during the early parts of lockdown, I'm aware of NHS staff working in social services and so on forth, who loved it. They were on. They sat at home back in the months of March and April, and when we had that unseasonably good weather, and they loved it. They sat at home, they sunbathed, they had barbecues. It was brilliant. They didn't go to work, obviously. They were in full pay, and I think there is within the NHS in particular a certain culture of being unwell, being sick, and therefore, you know, essentially taking the benefit of their employment terms and conditions. Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone who has genuine vaccine damage should be seen and should be treated if possible. Although, of course, I'm not sure what the treatments are. We'll maybe talk about that tonight during my live stream. But, you know, how do you treat someone who has gotten, whatever the particular complexities are, if they're really bad ones, like, you know, cardiovascular problems or cancer issues or things like Bell's palsy or other things like that. I mean, then I'm not sure that there really are treatments for those things apart from time. But then can we afford to have all these thousands of NHS workers off on long COVID and on full pay with absolutely no detriment to them at all. And I might add, no incentive for them to want to go back either. Well, the trade unions definitely say, yes, you can't expect these people with long COVID to go back. Well, okay, have they been diagnosed for long COVID? What is the diagnosis for long COVID? What are the symptoms of long COVID? Have these been independently verified? I mean, again, I think as part of the whole psyops over COVID, they've invented these things like long COVID, like medium COVID, to try and distract from the damage of the vaccines, because that is the fundamental spear that goes into this whole issue. It's the vaccines. It's the fact that so many people, and I guess probably disproportionately within those working within the NHS, that who embraced it all. Anyway, hope that's interesting. Catch you soon.